So instead of using those old scenarios or even, not even knowing I'm doing it, I then just have to like sit in it and sit in it and sit in it and let it be and just be in it and see how it plays out and have trust that I, whatever is going to happen, I will be okay. It will be okay. And if I don't know, don't do anything.
What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with 2 chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine.
Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a 4-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today, I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know those deep, dark secrets you probably want to take to your grave? Or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing? Join me each week as we take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused and revealing journey of the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I'm so excited for you to join the ride. Today, we are going to talk about, dun, 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 sitting in the unknown. Sitting in the unknown of uncomfortability. You know, that uncomfortable feeling when you don't know what's going to happen and you just sit in it and it's torture. It's fucking torture. I'm actually sitting in it right now. And about, I would say 5 of my clients right now are sitting in this unknown in a bunch of different situations in their lives. And so I thought, this is a perfect topic. Nobody talks about really about sitting in this unknown feeling, this dis-ease, this discomfort, this, it's just like, do you know? I wish there was a sound for it. It's like, that's what it feels like. So here's where I'm sitting in it. A relationship that I have, a really close relationship, a working relationship, is pretty much coming to a close, but the person isn't being clear. And even though my instincts are saying it's closed, the person's not being clear because the person is in their own shit and it's hard to communicate with them. So when I try to communicate, it's vague. So instead, I'm having to sit in this unknown feeling and it's causing a lot of uncomfortability. And sometimes we don't know which way to go with it. Like a part of us wants to figure it out. So a part of me goes through my head, like all the scenarios, right? All the, I should do this. I should do this. I should send this email. I should send this text. I should ask this question. I should reach out to this. Should I find out about this? Should I do this? Like literally the list goes on and on, trying to figure out what is true and what is not true. And then I have to stop myself because that's my logic brain trying to work out the unknown situation with things that have happened in the past or those feelings. So the feelings of uncomfortability, worry, fear, insecurity, doubt, self-worth, lack, scarcity, lack of trust, and on and on and on, right? So instead of using those old scenarios or even, not even knowing I'm doing it, I then just have to like sit in it and sit in it and sit in it and let it be and just be in it and see how it plays out and have trust that I, whatever is going to happen, I will be okay. It will be okay. And if I don't know, don't do anything. And I teach that. That's, a 12-step lingo. When you don't know, you don't do anything. But when it's happening in the moment and there's a fear behind it, I'm going to not be able to dot, dot, dot. I won't be able to dot, dot, dot. That person is going to dot, 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 fill in the blank. It's so hard to sit in the uncomfortability and the unknown and not having a clear, direct answer. I'm a direct, clear person. If you don't want to, tell me. If you disagree, tell me. If you are in conflict with me, tell me. If you don't want to be friends, tell me. If you don't want to work with me anymore, tell me. If you don't like it, tell me. I'm one of those people, you can actually do that and I don't get mad. I actually can sit in it. I can hear it. I can say, okay, I see your side. I understand. And I can process it and move through those feelings and then let go and go through all that process. But the unknown shit, holy crap, it's the worst. Sitting in the unknown and the uncomfortability and the not sure and the wishy-washy and my instincts are screaming and the situation is not moving and it's stagnant and you're waiting for the other person or the situation to play out brings up such a deep, deep core panic inside most people, including myself, even after all these years. And so a couple of situations I go back to in my life that have helped me right size it. So one of the situations Mark and I deal with a lot or have dealt with is when we were getting married, we were also looking for a house to move out of the apartment and get a house and all of that. And we just kept looking and looking and looking. And it was so frustrating. And we'd be waiting to get this out and then it wouldn't happen. And it was this unknown process and sitting in uncomfortability. And it's like, oh, and finally it was just like, and the guy downstairs kept cooking curry. So it would waft up to our apartment and I wanted to scream every time our whole apartment smelled like curry. And I was just miserable, like in this miserable, miserable, miserable place like 10 years ago, like wanting to like rip my hair out, feeling like I lived on top of an Indian restaurant. And I love curry, but I don't want to live above a curry place. And so I had to really dig deep in that uncomfortability, not knowing of the unknown, if we were going to move, when we were going to move, if the house was going to happen, any of that. And I really had to sit in it and surrender. And felt like the moment that happened, it was the day after our wedding and we got a call and said, from our friend and was like, this house just became available. Do you guys want to go see it? And we literally left the hotel after the wedding and went and drove and see it. And it's the house we're in now. And it's like being okay in that unknown and that uncomfortability and all that surrounds it and working through it and all those feelings around it and letting it go and just sitting, then that beautiful thing happened, that everything happens and unfolds for a reason. And another part that also with our dog, our dog Stella now, after we lost Bear, I was like, I need a dog, I need a dog, I need a dog. And I was wanting a dog so badly and going into all these rescues and trying to find a dog. And we looked at dogs and we had people come and bring their dog and trying to get this dog and got denied dogs and all of that. And I just surrendered and sat in the uncomfortability and the unknown of like, I guess I'm not getting a dog and I need an emotional support dog. I have needed one since I was a little girl. I had a dog. It's very important to me. And so sitting in that was another moment where I just had to sit in that unknown, not knowing when it was going to happen, knowing I needed that comfort and emotional support and being okay in the unknown of like, I don't know when this is happening and this is really difficult and I just have to sit in it and it's not working out and I get not getting any answers from any people and I'm just sitting in it. And it's making me cry right now because it's like I remember and I'm feeling it right now with this situation I'm going through that I'm just sitting in this unknown space and just waiting for it to unfold and not knowing how it's going to unfold. And I know life is about that, sitting and stuff and not knowing, but there's some days you're like, just fucking tell me if it's going to fucking work out. I mean, who's said that? Like, literally, just tell me if it's going to work out. Just give me the magic ball. I mean, they have that magic eight ball for a reason, right? Like, you, not yet. And they're like, come back. The answer is no, or whatever that magic eight ball. They made that because people can't sit in it. So I'm sitting in there and then finally Mark comes in and he's like, hey, I reached out about this dog. It had no picture. It was a rescue. It wasn't the dog color I wanted. It was a Morkie, not a Yorkie. She was three times the price. I was like, that's the most expensive rescue dog I've ever dealt with. She was all the way in the desert, like 2 hours away. You had to pay in cash and we had to drive there in a couple of days. It was just a bunch of like no's were screaming. And I just found myself go, okay. Like I was so uncomfortable, but I was also just like, okay. In the state of surrender with, okay. And we drove there. And I saw her and I sat on the ground and she just jumped in my lap and licked my face. And I was like, oh, that's meant to be. And me sitting in that uncomfortability and letting it just flow naturally how it was supposed to. And then that's my dog. I didn't see her picture. I didn't know anything. I didn't, you know, perfectly pick out the perfect dog for me that I thought I needed. You know, even though that it reminds me of people who date like the perfect dating partner. It's like, you don't actually know what you need. Yeah, you need someone healthy. That's not toxic and a kookadoo, but like, you don't actually know. Does he have to be 6'4" or 6'2"? No, actually, maybe not. Maybe it's not a requirement that the man you date needs to be 6'2". Sorry. That might be a superficial requirement that your ego is holding on to and that 5'11 dude is actually a great guy for you. And that's what it felt like. But I just sat in the unknown and uncomfortability and just let it play out. And it's fucking hard. It's so fucking hard. And I'm struggling today and yesterday and the day before. And this has been going on for at least 9 days of not knowing where this person is going with this part of my business and not knowing how it's going to play out and getting little snippets and little bits of information. And it's all turning to its ending, but it's still not the full answer. And it's not an explanation. And on top of it, when there's no accountability, and you know how I feel about accountability, I'm very much an accountability person. So I am sitting in the unknown. I am making my clients sit in the unknown. I have to demonstrate what I teach. You know, I work with a lot of people, a lot of therapists, a lot of other people that don't do what they teach. And so I have to, what's the work I do, I actually have to do it myself to then help others. That is something I believe in. I show up as, and it's important to me. So if I tell my clients, sit in the uncomfortability, sit in the ending of something. You might not get the answers. You got to sit in the unknown. You got to sit in the discomfort. You got to sit in the disease. Because underneath that, if you can sit in it and get through it, you've built your nervous system to then be okay in that. Because what we do is we try to escape the uncomfortability. We pick up the phone, we scroll, we try to get out of the discomfort of just being and sitting in it and not knowing. And that's the worst. I get it. But more people these days are uncomfortable with discomfort. Even kids these days with the phones, the iPads, all of that, the video games, they're cannot be in discomfort. And so I'm even teaching my son, I want you to be uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable. I want you to be bored and uncomfortable and sit in that. Sit in the discomfort of not knowing, of just maybe that friend doesn't like you anymore. Sit in the discomfort of it. Because that's what life's about. And I wish I was taught that. So I'm teaching myself that now, again, for the 8 millionth time. I'm teaching my clients that. And here's some amazing quotes that I found that I turn to when I am struggling. Sit with it. Sit with it. Sit with it. Sit with it. Even though you want to run, even when it's heavy, even when it's difficult, even though you're not quite sure of the way through. Healing happens by feeling. Move out of your comfort zone. You can only grow if you are willing to feel awkward and uncomfortable when you try something new. And something new is sitting in the discomfort. When you are uncomfortable, that's when you learn something new about yourself. And I have to say, every time I sit in discomfort, I always learn something new about myself. And something new always unfolds, and something beautiful always unfolds, even though I fucking hate it. And when we are willing to stay, even in a moment of uncomfortable energy, we gradually learn not to fear it. So I'm sitting in it today. I will sit in it tomorrow, and I will not fear it. I know. The more I sit in uncomfortability and the unknown, it gets easier. And it has gotten easier. After 15 years of it, it has gotten easier. I used to run from it. I used to outcreate it. I used to work. I used to sex and love it. I used to overeat it. I used to do a shop. I used to do everything to outcreate the uncomfortability and the unknown, the fear of the unknown. But now I sit in it. And I gradually learn every day not to feel it. Not to fear it, but to feel it. Not to fear it, but to feel it. So thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for listening to Secret Life. If you love the topic this week, please reach out with any thoughts. If you have a subject you want me to talk about, send it my way to secretlifepodcast@icloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.